Washington, Catholic, Cardinal, Basketball. It's time for Washington Catholic Basketball on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Craney's Body Shop, Daryl O'Brien Construction, Davies Community Hospital, the Knights of Columbus, the Prescription Shop and the Odin Pharmacy, Thompson Insurance, Mattress by Appointment, and the Washington Chrysler Center. Now, let's go courtside.
A very pleasant good afternoon to you, as it is once again time for Washington Catholic Lady Cardinal Basketball right here on the General, 95.9 AM 1580. This afternoon's broadcast will emanate from the historic Birdcage in downtown Washington as the visiting Rock Creek Academy Lions will take on your Washington Catholic Lady Cardinals. This is John Gear, and I'll be bringing you all of the exciting basketball action here this afternoon as we are just about 5 minutes or so away from tip-off here as both teams are out on the court warming up, getting ready for this afternoon's contest, and should be a good matchup here today as Rock Creek, who comes in at 4-18, coming off of a few losses. Their last game they played against South Central Elizabeth, lost 66-28. As far as the Lady Cardinals, their last contest against Bloomington Lighthouse, they lost a close contest 49-41. These two teams don't really play a whole lot of the same opponents, as Rock Creek is from Sellersburg, Indiana, which is over just north of the Ohio River across from Louisville, Kentucky. They have played three times in the last 15 years, so it's a relatively new series. Rock Creek leads that 2-1, so the Lady Cardinals will look to even things up today here in their fourth matchup. These teams met approximately 1 year ago today, as Rock Creek was victorious, 57-36. So I know Coach Terry Fleckenstein is looking to kind of right the ship, so to speak, as tournament play gets ready to start next week, as this will be the Lady Cardinals' last regular season contest before sectional play begins. And for those of you who aren't aware, the Lady Cardinals drew a bye in the Class 1A sectional, so they will play next Friday, February the 3rd, and they will play the winner of North Davies and Shoals, as sectional is at Ligoti. So they'll have an opportunity to scout their opponent on the game that they will play. I believe on Wednesday night is when North Davies and Shoals will tip off. So Washington Catholic will have an opportunity to get the first round by and take a look at those teams, which they should know pretty well. Both those teams, Washington Catholic, played during the regular season. So good draw for the Lady Cardinals going into sectional play. Update you on a few stats here so far this season, hot off the presses. Hannah Ashby still leads the team in scoring. She is averaging 15 points a contest, followed by Caitlin Craney, who is at 3 points per ball game. Kiana Thomas averaging 2.5 a game. Laura Taylor and Brooklyn Allen both with 2 points a contest. So definitely going to need quite a bit of scoring output from everyone today other than just Hannah Ashby to get a home win here today and get a little momentum built going into sectional play next week. A few other things of note here as far as local high school basketball action today on the General. Tonight, Bar Reeve will take on Pike Central, which will be broadcast live here on the General this evening. and the Washington Catholic boys will be in action this evening as well. So want to make sure that all of you Washington Catholic fans make it out to the Birdcage this evening as Tecumseh makes their way into the Birdcage. Tip-off for that game will be at 8 o'clock. Should be both teams with similar records in the boys' contest tonight. Tecumseh comes in at 3-12. Washington Catholic comes in at 3-9. Should be a good matchup. So make plans to make your way to the Birdcage this evening to check out boys' action. And for the Bar Reef fans, you can tune in right here on the General 95.9. Tip-off for that game will be at approximately 7:30. As we get ready for tip-off here, as we're just about 30 seconds away, as we get ready for the opening prayer and national anthem, we're going to take a quick break and be back with starting lineups and the tip-off of this afternoon's contest. You're listening to Lady Cardinal Basketball right here on the General, 95.9, AM 1580.
A car accident can ruin your day. It'll help to know a Craney Wrecker's on the way. Get your car back in shape with a trip to Craney's Body Shop. I had a fender bender just the other night. I know the people at Craney's gonna make it all right. Get back to your life. Fix it with a trip to Craney's Body Shop.
Get started on handling those important home projects in the new year with A&R Home Center in Washington. Save time with Wagner's Optimus 2 Power Painter for $56.99. Choose from four colors on 1 gallon cans of Valspar Medallion Interior Semi-Gloss Paint for $37.99. Keep extra warm this winter with a Home Basics Radiant Heater for $21.99. All at A&R Home Center in Washington, serving you with tradition and value.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
It's tax time, and that means huge savings at Mattress by Appointment in Washington. Save 50 to 80% off typical retail pricing on brand new, still in the plastic mattress sets that are made right here in the U.S. Plush, pillow top, firm, gel memory foam, and more. We even have kings in stock. Ask us about our $40 down, take it home today financing program. Still not sure? Check out what our customers have to say on Facebook at Mattress by Appointment Washington IN. Mattress by Appointment, 812-610-1070.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinals Sports on the General.
John Gear back here at the Birdcage as we are just getting set for starting lineups and tip-off here shortly as this matchup here this afternoon should be an interesting and hopefully victorious contest for Washington Catholic here. As we get through the starting lineups here of Rock Creek, I will apologize in advance if I butcher up some of the names. This may be challenging, but we'll do the best we can here. Starting for Rock Creek, at a guard, number 12, Katie Thompson. At the other guard is, we'll say, Naomi Slaughter. At a forward, Abby Guidry. Number 14, this will be the tough one, Benedict Zombie Finner, 6'1" senior. And rounding out the starting five for Rock Creek will be number 34, Renana Baylor. So that is how Rock Creek will start this contest. As for the Lady Cardinals of Washington Catholic, starting guards will be number 11, Hannah Ashby, number 4, Kiana Thomas. Forwards will be Adeline O'Brien and Brooklyn Allen. And rounding out the starting five for Washington Catholic will be Caitlin Craney, who will anchor things in the middle for the Lady Cardinals here as we are ready for action here at the Birdcage. Washington Catholic in their home white, trimmed in red and black. Rock Creek in their black uniforms with red and white. As Kiana Thomas will jump center for Washington Catholic, and Rock Creek will control the tip as we are underway here at the Birdcage. Thompson has the ball on the left wing, gets it into Slaughter, whose shot is up and good. So Rock Creek with a quick 2-0 lead here as Ashby brings it across. She drives to the lane and is fouled by Slaughter. So nice job by Hannah Ashby to break the press, get the ball down court, draw a foul. The foul was on the floor, so Washington Catholic will inbound the ball here under their own basket. Gets it to Ashby. Ashby's shot up and no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, and is fouled. And Hannah Ashby will head to the free throw line here for two shots as Washington Catholic looks to put their first points on the board here this afternoon. 7:30 to go in the first quarter. Ashby gets set, puts the first one up, rolls around and in. Hannah Ashby with her first point of the ball game makes it 2-1. Favor of Rock Creek, looking to tie things up here with a second free throw, and does. We're all knotted up at two here early on in the first quarter, as Rock Creek will bring the ball back the other way. Guidry down low to Slaughter. Back up top. Guidry will drive to the lane. And going to get a foul call here on Washington Catholic. It's going to be on Adeline O'Brien. That is her first personal foul. Rock Creek will inbound under their own basket. Three-point attempt on the way. No good. Rebound by Ashby, and she'll bring it back the other way for the Lady Cardinals. Ashby gets it to Allen. Shot looked like it was partially blocked, but they're going to say it was off of Washington Catholic, so the Lions of Rock Creek will have it once again here. As Guidry brings it across for the Lions. Get it in the middle to Finner. Ball thrown away, intercepted by Kiana Thomas, who gets it to Ashby. He'll put it the layup up and good. Washington Catholic with an early 4-2 lead here. 6:34 to go in the first quarter as Hannah Ashby has Washington Catholic's 4 points. As Rock Creek will put up a 3-point shot. No good. Ball still in bounds. And we've got a, looks like Adeline O'Brien came down awkwardly on an ankle, but she pops back up and she'll be all right. Rock Creek will inbound the ball into her own basket here. As Thompson looks to get it in and does. Gets it to Guidry, who'll pull up. Jump shot well off the mark. Rebounded by Kiana Thomas. And Thomas will set things up for Washington Catholic here. Get it over to Ashby, whose jump shot is good. So Hannah Ashby has all 6 of Washington Catholic's points as they are ahead 6-2 here with 5:59 to go in the first quarter, and Rock Creek will take a 30-second timeout to talk things over. So for Washington Catholic fans, you got to be pleased with what you've seen so far defensively, and Hannah Ashby is getting on track early as she has all 6 of Washington Catholic's points, which gives them a 4-point lead here with 5:59 to go here in the first quarter. So good start for the Lady Cardinals. Definitely want to see Hannah get off to a quick start. And if she can get, she can outscore her season average and they can continue to limit turnovers, should set the Lady Cardinals up for a chance to be victorious here this afternoon. As Thompson fumbles the ball, hangs on to it though. Cross court pass. Move the ball around. Shot is no good by Bailey. Bounces over the backboard, and Washington Catholic will take over. Rock Creek going to put on a little full court press here. Steal the inbounds pass, and they will take over as Bailey drives to the hole and is fouled. So Bailey will head to the free throw line for two shots here for Rock Creek. As the foul is going to be on number 42 of Washington Catholic, Brooklyn Allen. That is her first personal foul. Bailey, first shot is short. So Washington Catholic hangs on to their 6-2 lead so far as Bailey gets ready for the second. That one is good. It's Bailey's first point of the contest, makes it 6-3 in favor of Washington Catholic. Going to get a foul going back the other way on Slaughter as she fouled Hannah Ashby trying to get across the line. As we got a substitution here for Rock Creek, Katie Tronson check into the ball game, 5'6 senior, number 44. O'Brien inbounds it for Washington Catholic. Ashby gets it across the timeline. Through the hands of Thomas and out of bounds, and Rock Creek will take over. 5:13 left to go here in the first quarter. Washington Catholic on top, 6-3 if you're just joining us. Trying to get the ball inside to Finner. She'll put up a shot and is fouled. Shot is no good. That foul will be on Caitlin Craney. It'll be Craney's first personal foul. So three fouls apiece for both teams here early on in the first quarter, which, if this trend continues, will lead to both teams being in the 1-1 bonus here before too long. As the first free throw is no good by Finner. That's actually Washington Catholic's fourth foul so far. So Finner's second is good. Makes it 6-4 in favor of Washington Catholic as Ashby. Ball was knocked away as Ashby was trying to get across the timeline. It looked like it went out of bounds on Rock Creek, but I think Kiana Thomas got a hand on it. So Washington Catholic's going to take a quick 30-second timeout. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back for more first quarter action right here from the Birdcage. You're listening to Lady Cardinal Basketball in the General, 95.9 AM 1580.
Tired of fast food? Wouldn't it be nice to have something a little different? How about the Knights of Columbus in downtown Washington? They serve a full lunch menu featuring daily specials from 11 to 1:30. You can also enjoy a wonderful dinner from 5 to 8:30 every Friday and Saturday nights. The public is always invited at the Knights of Columbus on Main Street in downtown Washington. Join us for the best company in town at the KFC. Main Street, downtown Washington. Daryl O'Brien Construction in Washington is proud to back the Washington Catholic Cardinals this basketball season. From roofing to remodels to garages and home additions, even new home construction, put Daryl O'Brien Construction on the job for you. Fully insured with over 20 years of experience, Daryl can even sit down and help you design your floor plan for the ultimate dream home. Call 254-6797. From small jobs to big projects, Daryl O'Brien Construction in Washington can do it all. 254-6797.
Back here at the Birdcage, as we were away on break, Katie Thompson hit a three-pointer to give Rock Creek a one-point lead at 7-6. And Rock Creek back at the other end as Finner puts up the two-pointer and is good. Rock Creek now ahead 9-6 here with 4:14 left to go in the first quarter as they continue with the full court press. Ashby throws it away. Layup is good by Abby Guidry of Rock Creek. And Washington Catholic is going to take another opportunity to talk things over and set up a little different press breaker, as the last couple trips down the floor have not materialized the way that Coach Terry Fleckenstein had hoped. A couple turnovers have led to Rock Creek points, and they now lead 11-6 here with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. I want to take an opportunity to thank some of our sponsors, A&R Home Center in Washington, more than just a hardware store, your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington, or visit WashingtonChryslerCenter.com, Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we want to be treated, and the Prescription Shop in Washington, your hometown good neighbor pharmacy. So Washington Catholic got off to a quick start, and since then have kind of let Rock Creek back into the ball game here. A few turnovers, which led to points on the other end, as they're down now 11-6. Can limit turnovers. It looks like Washington Catholic has been aggressive on the offensive end, so controlling the basketball is going to be key, as it is in every high school basketball contest. Maintaining possession and not turning the ball over here is Adeline O'Brien will inbound it for Washington Catholic. Gets it into, tried to get it into Thomas, couldn't hang on to it, and Rock Creek will take over. Rock Creek set to inbound into their own basket. Shot is up and no good by Tronic. Rebounded by Allen, and Hannah Ashby brings it across the timeline for the Lady Cardinals. 3:51 and counting here in the first quarter. Adeline O'Brien wide open on the far side. Shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Fitter, and Rock Creek will bring it back the other way. Bailey over to Thompson, who'll put in another three-pointer. Give her 6 points on the afternoon, extending the lead 14-6 over Washington Catholic. Ball stolen away from O'Brien. Layup is good by Guidry. 16-6 here, as we have another turnover. Guidry puts that layup up and in. Washington Catholic continue to struggle with Rock Creek's pressure as the inbounds pass is stolen away, and going to get a foul on Brooklyn Allen, as Bailey was fouled on the shot and will head to the free throw line for two shots here, as Rock Creek full court press has really caused havoc offensively for Washington Catholic. First free throw off the mark. Went from a 4-point Washington Catholic lead to being down 12 now in just a matter of about a minute and a half, 2 minutes here, as Bailey makes good on the second. Her second point of the ball game makes it 19-6. As Thomas gets it to Ashby. Ashby is fouled by Katie Thompson, as the fouling continues for both teams. 9 fouls so far here in the early going of this ball game. 2:55 to go. Ashby kicks it out to O'Brien. Back down low to Ashby. Ashby's shot is up and good. Hannah Ashby with all 8 of Washington Catholic's points here so far. Makes it 19-8. Favor of the Lions of Rock Creek. And Thompson will put up a long 3-pointer and connects. Katie Thompson now has 9 points so far on 3 3-point baskets here early on in the first quarter. She extends the lead 22-8 for Rock Creek, as Ashby has the ball for Washington Catholic. Gets it across. Nice job by Ashby. She'll take it all the way to the basket and is fouled, and Hannah Ashby will head back to the free throw line for Washington Catholic. Better job that time by the Lady Cardinals of breaking the pressure, as Ashby steps to the line here for the first 2 free throws. First one rims in and out, as Hannah Hart checks in the ball game for Rock Creek. Ashby's second is good. Hannah Ashby now with 9 points. It's Washington Catholic trails 22-9. Hart will put up a three-pointer, air ball, and that'll give Washington Catholic the basketball. See if Washington Catholic can convert that miss into some points here as we got a struggle for the basketball here on the near sideline. It looks like they're going to say it was out on Rock Creek. So Washington Catholic will inbound it here as O'Brien gets it into Craney. Craney takes it all the way to the hole, scores, and is fouled. Caitlin Craney gets her first 2 points of the ball game, draws the foul, and will go to the free throw line here to hopefully convert on the old-fashioned three-point play as that basket gives Washington Catholic 11. Nice job by Caitlin Craney as she gets the roll, makes it 22-12 in favor of Rock Creek. So Washington Catholic has cut into the lead a little bit here, getting it down to 10 as Bailey puts up a three-pointer, and she's going to be fouled by Ashby. So Bailey, they're going to say it was after the shot, so good news for Washington Catholic. Bailey will not go to the line for three free throws. Rock Creek has the ball, Hart with it. Gets it over to Slaughter. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Rock Creek, and Washington Catholic will take over here with a minute 48 to go in the first quarter. Down 22-12. Ashby fairly easily breaks the pressure that time for Washington Catholic. As Ashby, pull-up jump shot is good. Hannah Ashby continues the hot shooting here as she has 11 points. 11 of the 14 for Washington Catholic as the Rock Creek lead is cut to 8. And Ashby deflects the ball but recovered by Rock Creek. Minute 16 to go here in the first. Hart thinks about a three. Looks to drive. Ball deflected again by Ashby. Bailey has it. Over to Hart. He'll put up a three-pointer. Another air ball. Rebound. Ball knocked around. And we'll head back to Washington Catholic. Substitutions for the Lady Cardinals. Regina Torres, Riley Klingel, and Paige Fields check into the ball game as we're under a minute to go here in the first. Rock Creek head 22-14. Ashby with the ball. Ashby drives, is knocked down, but they're going to say no call there. And Rock Creek will have the basketball. 51.2 left to go here in the first. Guidry brings it across. She'll put up a shot off the back iron. No good. Rebound by Ashby. 33 seconds to go here in the first as Washington Catholic has the basketball as Ashby gets it over to Torres. Ball is stolen away. Up ahead to Bailey, who puts it up and in. 24-14 is our score with 12 seconds and counting here to go in the first as Ashby gets it across the timeline. 7 seconds. She'll drive baseline. Picks up her dribble. Gets it to Torres. Torres puts up a shot. No good. And that is how the first quarter of action will come to an end. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Rock Creek 24, Washington Catholic 14. You're listening to Lady Cardinal Basketball on the General, 95.9 AM 1580.
There is no better way to start the year than with a new vehicle from Washington Chrysler Center. During Jeep Days, the award-winning Cherokees have rebates up to $4,500. Grand Cherokees rebates are up to $1,500. If you or anyone in your home owns a Jeep, get rewarded with the Owner Loyalty Program and save an additional $1,000. Sure, you can buy the same vehicle at a swanky dealership, but wouldn't you rather save money? It's not just a better deal, it's a better buying experience at Washington Chrysler Center.
Hi, this is Dawn Perkins. Start saving on your homeowner's insurance today at Thompson Insurance. Homeowner's insurance protects what is typically the biggest investment you will ever make, your house. Auto Owner's Insurance Company offers a discount when your homeowner's insurance premium is paid in full. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and see how I can save you money. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main, representing Auto Owner's Insurance Company.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinals Sports on the General.
John Gear back here at the Birdcage as we are set for second quarter action here. Washington Catholic will have the basketball. Trailing by 10 as Thomas controls it up top for the Lady Cardinals. Thomas, three-point shot is blocked. And Rock Creek will bring it back the other way as Sheckles gets it to Hart. Rebound. Their shot no good. Rebounded by Finner, whose shot is no good. Ball knocked around, and it's going to be out on Rock Creek. So Washington Catholic will take over once again here as we're early on in second quarter action. Thomas brings it across to the Lady Cardinals. Loses the handle. Hart picks it up. Gets it to Bailey, whose layup is no good. Rebounded by Finner, whose shot is no good. Back out of bounds on Rock Creek, and Washington Catholic dodged another bullet there as they will take over. .718 and counting here to go in the first half. Thomas is going to be fouled by Bailey. That is Bailey's, I believe, second foul, as that's 17 fouls already for Rock Creek, and Kiana Thomas will step to the line for the 1-1. So Kiana Thomas will have an opportunity to cut into this 10-point lead here as the clock is stopped with 7:10 to go in the first half. First free throw, short, rebounded by Finner and Bailey. We'll set things up for Rock Creek as Hart puts up a quick shot. Allen couldn't quite hang on to the ball on the rebound, so Rock Creek will hang on to the possession here as Bailey set to inbound it for the Lions. Looking for Hart coming around the screen. She'll drive into the lane, puts up a floater, no good. Rebounded, missed again, rebounded by Allen. Good job by Brooklyn Allen to maintain position and get a rebound for Washington Catholic as Adeline O'Brien tries to hit a cutting Hannah Ashby. Ball's knocked away, and Bailey brings it back the other way and is called for the travel. So Washington Catholic has dodged a few bullets here as they've kept Rock Creek from converting their turnovers into points to keep things here at a 10-point deficit. So Ashby, ball stolen away by Bailey. She'll take it to the hole. Is going to draw the foul on Thomas. And we'll go to the free throw line here for two shots. As that will stop the clock with 6:23 to go here in the first half. Both teams now with 17 fouls. So both teams will be in the 1-1 for the remainder of the half as Bailey makes it good on the first. Make it 25-14. Bailey gets ready for the second. Puts it up and good. It is Bailey's sixth point of the afternoon here to make it 26-14 in favor of the Lions as Ashby gets it over to Allen. Back over to Ashby. He'll drive baseline. Trying to get it into Craney, but no avail as Bailey brings it back for Rock Creek. Not sure who he called the foul on, to be honest, but it looks like it's going to be on Washington Catholic. I guess he said the foul was on Rock Creek, but I think he meant it was on number 34 of Washington Catholic, Adeline O'Brien. As Bailey's free throw is no good. Allen with the rebound, and Washington Catholic will bring it back the other way with 5:56 left to go here in the first half as O'Brien has it. Trying to get it to Allen. Ball tipped away by Gidry. Washington Catholic will retain possession, inbounded under their own basket here as O'Brien gets it to Ashby. Ashby puts up a shot and good. Hannah Ashby's 13th point of the ball game brings the lead back down to 10 for Rock Creek. As Finner gets it out to Hart, he'll put up a three. Misses everything once again, and Washington Catholic try to cut it to double digits here on this possession as Ashby gets it across the timeline to Thomas. Cross-court pass to Allen. Nice pass underneath to Ashby. Shot was blocked, however, by Sheckles, and Rock Creek will control it now with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. We're going to have a full timeout, it looks like, by Rock Creek, which was an unfortunate turn of events for them because he called timeout. Coach called the timeout right before Bailey put up a three-pointer that was good, but the basket will not count. And actually, they're going to change that to a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep things right here. But it's always rough when a coach looking to call a timeout and calls one at the wrong time as Bailey made good on the three-point basket that does not count. So I'm sure Rock Creek's coach probably would want that one back, but be that as it may, coming out of the timeout, Rock Creek will have the basketball. 5:07 left to go here in the first half. 26-16, Rock Creek on top. As Bailey will inbound it. Gets it to Gidry. To Finner at the high post. Floater in the lane is going to be good by Bailey. Make it 28-16. Favor of the Lions. Ashby gets it over to Torres, who tries to get it into Craney. Ball is deflected, and Bailey brings it back the other way for the Lions. Up top to Hart. Hart drives in the lane, puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Ashby, and the Lady Cardinals will have it once again. 4.5 to go here in the first half. Ashby trying to set things up for the Lady Cardinals. Ball is deflected, knocked away, and Gidry with a wide open layup is good. So turnovers continue to be an issue for Washington Catholic here as they're now down 30-16. 4 minutes to go here in the first half. And on the near side, Gidry had knocked the ball away but traveled in the process, so Washington Catholic dodges another bullet as O'Brien will inbound it on the near sideline. Under four to go here in the first half. Washington Catholic looking to trim this lead down as O'Brien gets it into Craney. Couldn't handle it, and Gidry will lead the break. Up ahead to Bailey, who puts it up and in. That is Bailey's 10th point of the ball game. As she extends the lead 32-16. Ashby. Double team. Gets it to Craney. Jump shot. Good. Caitlin Craney with her fifth point of the ball game. Makes it 32-18. Here as we're just about to hit 3 minutes to go in the first half. Hart has it for the Lions. To Finner. Who'll put up a 15-footer. Banks it in. to make it 34-18 in favor of Rock Creek. Thomas brings it across the timeline, looking to get it to Ashby, and does. Ashby, 12-foot jump shot is good. Hannah Ashby's shooting continues to be en fuego during this first half, as she has 15 of Washington Catholic's 20 points, as Bailey wildly errant on the three-point attempt. That'll stop the clock with 2:22 to go here in the first half. Washington Catholic down 14 as Riley Klingel checks back into the ball game, gives Caitlin Craney a break, and Regina Torres will check in for Adeline O'Brien as Thomas will bring it across for the Lady Cardinals. Over to Ashby. Ashby drives baseline, is fouled on the shot, and Hannah Ashby will head back to the free throw line for two shots. As she looks to cut into this Rock Creek lead here. 2:11 on the clock remaining in the first half. First one by Ashby is nothing but net. 34-21 is our score. Ashby looks to add another here on the second free throw. And does. Hannah Ashby's red-hot shooting continues, as it's now a 12-point lead for Rock Creek, as Hart gets it into Bailey. Bailey's tied up. They're going to call a foul, it looks like, on Riley Klingel. And that was, excuse me, that was Sheckles down low, not Bailey. So Sheckles will head to the free throw line here for the 1-1. First one is off the mark. There was a little bit of a hitch in the giddy-up, so to speak, on the free throw, which caused Rock Creek to step into the lane early. So either way, it wasn't going to count, but Washington Catholic will take over on the lane violation. As we are at 2 minutes to go here in the first half, Washington Catholic down 12. Ashby with the basketball. She'll drive baseline, pull up jump shot, just off the front iron. Torres tracks down the rebound, gets it to Allen, who'll put up a shot, bounces in and out, rebounded by Finner, and Hart will control things for Rock Creek as she gets it over to Bailey. Gets it inside to Finner, who puts up a wild shot, no good, and is going to be called for an over-the-back foul as she was trying to get her own rebound, but Regina Torres had position. So Torres will step to the line for the 1-1. As Craney and Thomas check back into the ball game for the Lady Cardinals. So Regina Torres will step to the line to attempt her get her first point of this afternoon's contest. First free throw is good. Regina Torres gets her first point of the afternoon here. Make it 34-23. As she will now attempt the second free throw. Looking to cut this back to a 10-point ball game. And does. Regina Torres makes good on the two free throws. Gets a nice round of applause from the Cardinal faithful here at the Birdcage. 34-24, 1:23 left to go here in the first half. Sheckles has the ball, kicks it back out to Bailey, whose shot is good. So Bailey having herself a 8-point second quarter here. Extends the lead back to 12 as Craney's jump shot is good. Caitlin Craney has 7 points here in the first half. Bring it back to a 10-point lead for Rock Creek. as Thompson fires up a three-pointer from the courthouse off the mark. No good. Ball's knocked out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Lady Cardinals. So Washington Catholic will have an opportunity with 45.1 seconds to go here in the first half to try to cut the lead to under 10 before we head to halftime here. As Ashby brings it across, gets it to Allen. Ball is stolen away by Hart, 35 seconds. Hart, layup, no good. Rebound by Thompson, who'll put it up and in. Katie Thompson's 11th point of the afternoon. Extends the lead back out to 12 for Rock Creek. Ball is stolen away by Sheckles, who misses the layup. And ball tipped around out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with Rock Creek with 7.9 to go here in the first half. Bailey set to inbound it. Finds a wide-open cutter to the basket as Tronchin gets her first points of the ball game. The last second shot by Ashby from half court is off the mark, and that is how the first half of action will come to an end here at the Birdcage on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Rock Creek 40, Washington Catholic 26. We'll be right back for some halftime stats right after this break. You're listening to Lady Cardinal Basketball right here on the General, 95.9 AM 1580.
Do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Car accident can ruin your day. It'll hit the Noah Craney Wreckers on the way. Get your car back in shape with a trip to Craney's Body Shop. I had a fender bender just the other night. I know the people at Craney's gonna make it all right. Get back to your life, fix it with a trip to Craney's Body Shop.
The new 2017 F-150 has arrived at Bill Dobson Ford. Come take a test drive in the number one selling truck for 40 years running. The F-150 and the Super Duty, the 2017 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The truck that's number one in every industry, including farming, construction, and mining. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or check our inventory online at BillDobson.com. You'll see why customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Your bottom line dealer!
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The Prescription Shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
Get started on handling those important home projects in the new year with A&R Home Center in Washington. Save time with Wagner's Optimus 2 Power Painter for $56.99. Choose from four colors on 1 gallon cans of Valspar Medallion Interior Semi-Gloss Paint for $37.99. Keep extra warm this winter with a Home Basics Radiant Heater for $21.99. All at A&R Home Center in Washington, serving you with tradition and value.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
O'Brien Construction in Washington is proud to back the Washington Catholic Cardinals this basketball season. From roofing to remodels to garages and home additions, even new home construction, put Daryl O'Brien Construction on the job for you. Fully insured with over 20 years of experience, Daryl can even sit down and help you design your floor plan for the ultimate dream home. Call 254-6797. From small jobs to big projects, Daryl O'Brien Construction in Washington can do it all. 254-6797.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinals Sports on the General.
John Gear back here at the Birdcage as we're at halftime. Rock Creek with a 40-26 advantage. And really, for Washington Catholic, if you take away about a two-minute stretch where it was riddled with turnovers and Rock Creek turning those into points, this would be probably about a four or five-point basketball game here, as overall Washington Catholic, like I said, other than that little stretch there where riddled with turnovers, they've been right in this game. They've played well defensively. They've rebounded well. They've drawn fouls. And Hannah Ashby has been red hot here in the first half, as she has 17 points so far for Washington Catholic. The good news is Caitlin Craney has had 7 points in the first half, and Regina Torres with 2. So it's definitely good to see Caitlin Craney put up 7 points in the first half. As I mentioned before the ball game started, if Hannah Ashby could outpace her season average, which she already has here at halftime, and some other Lady Cardinals could chip in, they'd have a chance here. And so far they're on the right track. If they can eliminate some of those turnovers moving forward, they'll be able to get right back in this ball game, as they've had a few opportunities to get it down to 10 and under even. So once they were able to effectively handle the pressure from Rock Creek, they did well offensively. Good ball movement by the Lady Cardinals. A lot of different people getting involved. They definitely have opportunities and can get to the basket to score. They just need to convert. They've done a good job from the free throw line. You know, all in all, not a bad first half, even though the score may indicate otherwise. But Washington Catholic definitely, the way they're playing, have an opportunity, if they can limit second half turnovers, to get right back in this ball game here, especially if they can come out with a quick start to the second half, as Rock Creek has struggled, although they hit in that stretch. It was Katie Thompson who had 3 three-point baskets almost consecutively, which really opened things up off those turnovers. So, and they kind of limited Thompson's scoring, and she only had 2 points in the second quarter. So overall, not bad by the Lady Cardinals. Just going to need to, of course, limit turnovers, hang on to the basketball, and get some more people involved offensively, and they'll be able to get right back in this ball game here this afternoon. Got about 3.5 minutes until we get ready for second half action. And as I mentioned earlier, this is the last regular season contest that we'll be bringing you for the Lady Cardinals, as sectional play gets underway next week. Washington Catholic drew the bye in the first round, so they will play on Friday, and they will play the winner of North Davies and Shoals, two teams that they are both familiar with, as they played North Davies earlier on in the season, and then Shoals, I believe the game against Shoals was earlier this month. So, you know, definitely an opportunity for Washington Catholic to avenge the earlier loss to either one of those two teams, as they'll have the bye and play one of those two teams in second round sectional action, which will take place at Lagodi. Later on this evening, here on the General, we'll be bringing you the Bar Reef Pike Central boys basketball contest. Should be a good one, as number one ranked Bar Reef in Class 2A will take on 3A Pike Central. Pike Central, who went to the regional last year, brings back a strong team, so it should be a good contest. And for Cardinal basketball fans, your boys team will play this evening here at the Birdcage, as they will host Tecumseh this evening. So make sure that you make your way to the Birdcage this evening, as that game will tip off at 8 o'clock here at the Birdcage. JV action should start around 6:30, I believe. So be a full day of basketball for Washington Catholic fans as we get ready for second half action here. The girls game coming up in just about a minute and a half. And boys will be in action this evening. While we got just, about a minute 30 until we tip off second half action. So we're going to take a 60-second timeout, and we'll be right back for second half action here at the Birdcage on the General 95.9 AM 1580.
It's tax time, and that means huge savings at Mattress by Appointment in Washington. Save 50 to 80% off typical retail pricing on brand new, still in the plastic mattress sets that are made right here in the U.S. Plush, pillow top, firm, gel memory foam, and more. We even have kings in stock. Ask us about our $40 down, take it home today financing program. Still not sure? Check out what our customers have to say on Facebook at Mattress by Appointment Washington IN. Mattress by Appointment, 812-610-1070.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinals Sports on the General.
John Gear back here at the Birdcage as we are getting ready for second half action. Washington Catholic down 40-26 here as Rock Creek will have possession to start the second half. As Bailey set to inbound the ball here. Gets it over to Guidry, who gets it to Sheckles. Bailey will control it, top of the key. Nice job defensively by Washington Catholic. Rock Creek struggling to get into any kind of offensive set here. As Bailey thinks about a three, passes it off to Sheckles, whose shot is no good. Ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by Rock Creek, and Washington Catholic will get a stop on the first possession of the second half as they look to cut into this 14-point lead here as Ashby will bring the ball across the timeline for the Lady Cardinals. Rock Creek is going to start off in a 2-3 zone for the first time this afternoon. As the ball is loose on the floor, fight for it, jump ball, so Washington Catholic is going to keep the ball down on their end. Nice hustle by Hannah Ashby to tie up Katie Tronsick as Thomas puts up a three off the mark, and ball's going to go out of bounds to Rock Creek. So Washington Catholic not able to convert on that possession. However, defensively looked very good on that first possession that Rock Creek had of the second half is Bailey. Gets it into Walls, who misses badly. O'Brien with the rebound, and Ashby will control things once again for the Lady Cardinals. Thomas gets it over to O'Brien, looking for Ashby in the post. Allen up top to Thomas, will put up a three just off the mark, out of bounds, and Rock Creek will have the basketball. .637 left to go here in the third quarter. Still 40-26. Sheckles up top to Bailey, who'll put up a three. No good. Rebound by Walls is off the mark. Gets her own rebound, and it's going to be fouled by Brooklyn Allen. So Walls will head to the free throw line here for two shots as Rock Creek looks to put their first points of the second half on the board. First free throw is short. As Walls steps back to the line to attempt the second. Short once again, but gets her own rebound. Fires up an air ball from 15 feet. The official's going to say it was deflected, and Rock Creek will take over, or will retain possession, I should say, as Bailey looks to get it in. Finally gets it into Sheckles, who travels. And Washington Catholic forces yet another Rock Creek turnover, and they'll have a chance to put their first 2 points of the contest, or excuse me, the second half, on the board here. As we're both teams off to a slow start in the second half, as Adeline O'Brien couldn't hang on to the pass, and Rock Creek will take over. So, little second half jitters for both teams here, as we're 2 minutes into the third. Still at the same score we were at halftime. Shot off the mark by Sheckles. Rebound tracked down by Bailey. 5:54 to go here in the third, as Sheckles puts up a wild-looking shot. No good. Walls gets the rebound. She'll put up a shot. No good. Ashby with the rebound. Ball still loose on the floor. Shot no good again by Walls. All kinds of action going on here, and we're finally going to get a jump ball out of that mess. And Rock Creek will hang on to possession, as they have the possession arrow on that jump ball. So, not the prettiest of offensive possessions. But you got to give credit to Washington Catholic, who has stepped up the defensive pressure. And we got a little extracurricular activity here, as things are getting a little chippy down here on the inbounds. As I think Rock Creek is a little frustrated with some of the defensive pressure by Washington Catholic. Bailey has it on the right wing. Over to Guidry, who'll put up a floater off the mark. Rebound, no good. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Rock Creek. So, lid on both baskets here to start the second half. Walls puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Allen. And going to get another jump ball. This time it'll go to Washington Catholic. So nice rebound by Brooklyn Allen. And Hannah Ashby will bring it across for the Lady Cardinals. Rock Creek will stay in a 2-3 zone as they get it into Ashby. Ball deflected. Bailey takes it to the hole, is going to draw the foul on Kiana Thomas. So Bailey will head to the line for two shots here. 5:06 left to go in the third quarter. As still, we are yet to have any scoring in the second half, as the official is struggling to hang on to the basketball to get it to Bailey. Now finally does. Somebody must have had a little too much butter on their popcorn at halftime, as Bailey makes good on the first free throw. So we have scored points in the second half, as Rock Creek now 41-26 over Washington Catholic. As Bailey gets ready for the second, that one is good as well. Substitutions for Washington Catholic. Regina Torres will make her first appearance of the second half. Give Kiana Thomas a break. As Hart checks into the ball game for Rock Creek. They're going to stay in the 2-3 zone, which has been effective so far against Washington Catholic this second half. Allen gets it to Ashby on the baseline. Back out to Allen. Ball is deflected by Bailey, and she'll lead the break. Bailey's shot is up and good. Ashby back the other way for the Lady Cardinals. Over to Torres. Gets it inside to Craney's 15-footer. Just short. Rebounded by Sheckles. And Hart will set things up for Rock Creek. As Torres all over her. Up top. Nice defense by Regina Torres. Nice job by Regina Torres, causing the five-second call on Hannah Hart, and that turnover will give the ball back to the Lady Cardinals. So, nice job defensively so far by Washington Catholic. The second half, they just got to find a way to stop turning the ball over, get points on the board, and pass was a little strong for Torres as the ball goes out of bounds back to Rock Creek with 4:12 left to go here in the third. Ball going to be another Rock Creek turnover as over and back is going to be called. So Washington Catholic's defensive pressure has been exceptional so far in this first portion of the third quarter. They just got to get things on the right track offensively as Thomas back in the ball game. Get it over to Ashby. Going to have a kickball on Katie Thompson. So Washington Catholic will inbound under their own basket here. 3:58 to go in the third. Ashby drives, pulls up, shot off the back iron, and Rock Creek will lead the break the other way as Guidry shot is no good. Rebounded by Bailey, who'll put it up and in. So far, Bailey with all of Rock Creek's third quarter points here as they're now up by 20. As Ashby with the ball gets it over to Allen. Thomas picks up the loose ball. Shot no good. Ashby picks it up and is going to draw the foul. Hannah Ashby did a good job of getting that weak side rebound and drawing the foul. So Hannah Ashby will head to the line to try to get Washington Catholic on the board this second half. As she looks to add to her 17 points so far this afternoon. The first one is good. Ashby now with 18. Make it 46-27 in favor of the Lions of Rock Creek. Ashby's second is good. 46-28 is our score. Rock Creek still on top. Nice job by Ashby to deflect the basketball. Ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. Nice hustle by Hannah Ashby to deflect the ball and make sure that it went out of bounds off of a Rock Creek player. So Washington Catholic have an opportunity to put some more points on the board here off that turnover. As O'Brien has it, gets it inside to Ashby, whose shot was missed. Allen's shot gets the rebound, puts it up, bounces around and no good. But Brooklyn Allen will head to the free throw line as she looks to get her first 2 points of this afternoon's contest. With 3:07 on the clock remaining in the third. Allen, a little strong on the first one. Steps to the line for the second. Second one's in the air, bounces around, no good. Rebounded by Finner, and she'll get it to Guidry, who'll bring it the other way for Rock Creek as Thompson's wide open for three. Airballs it, rebound by O'Brien. Gets it to Ashby. So Washington Catholic continues their strong defensive performance here in the second half as O'Brien gets it into Ashby. Ashby puts up a shot. It's good. Hannah Ashby now with 21 of Washington Catholic's 30 points as they're down 16 here with 2:37 to go in the third. Trying to make a run as Finner gets it inside. Puts up a shot well off the mark. Rebounded by O'Brien, who gets it to Ashby, and Ashby will lead the break going the other way. Gets it over to Thomas. Thomas drives. Should have been a foul. No call. O'Brien with a nice job of getting the rebound and draws the foul. So Washington Catholic will inbound the ball here under their own basket with 2:17 to go in the third. Down 16. As Sheckles will check into the ball game for Rock Creek, along with Walls. So O'Brien, set to trigger the inbound. Gets it to Thomas, who will put up a shot, partially blocked. Rebounded by Walls as she falls down. That will be a travel. And Washington Catholic will do it all over again here. O'Brien gets it into Ashby. Ashby, pull-up jump shot, short. Out of bounds to Rock Creek. Guidry has the ball for the Lions, and she'll bring it across the timeline. Guarded by Thomas. She drives in the lane, kicks it out to Thompson, wide open for three. Off the front rim, rebound by Kiana Thomas. And Washington Catholic will bring it back the other way here with a minute 50 and counting to go in the third as Thomas sails a pass. She was trying to hit Ashby on the baseline, and Rock Creek will take over on that Lady Cardinal turnover. As Guidry over to Thompson, into Walls, will put up the shot. Bounces around, hits everything but the bottom of the net, and Ashby picks up the rebound. Minute 26 and counting. Still looking to get it into Ashby as Thomas on the left wing. Skip pass to Allen. Hits Ashby. Nice shot fake, drive, shot, good, and the foul. Hannah Ashby's basket is good, and she will head to the line to hopefully add another point here as it's now 46-32 as Ashby steps to the line to make good on the old-fashioned three-point play. Bounces off the back iron, rebounded by Sheckles, so it'll stay 46-32. Minute 10 to go in the third. Bailey gets it in to Walls, who fires up a bank shot and good. That is Walls' first 2 points of the ball game. Makes it 48-32. Thomas brings it across. And loses the ball. From my vantage point, it looked like it might have been deflected. Referees did not see it that way, so Rock Creek will take over as Regina Torres checks back in for Washington Catholic. As Guidry takes it all the way to the hole, layup no good. Ball's knocked away by Ashby. Again, nice job defensively by the Lady Cardinals. As Ashby gets it to O'Brien. O'Brien drives baseline, kicks it back out to Ashby. Ashby looking for room to work here. She'll bring it back up top and reset things for the Lady Cardinals. 18 seconds to go here in the third as Allen has it on the right wing. Down to Ashby on the baseline. 13 seconds. Draws the foul. And that'll stop the clock with 12.4 to go here in the third quarter. As the referee will have a stern talking to with one of the Rock Creek players who took offense to the foul call. Pass stolen away on the inbounds as Guidry up ahead to Bailey, who will lay it in. 4 seconds to go here. 2 seconds as Ashby not going to be able to get a shot off. And that's how we will end the third quarter of action here at the Birdcage on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Rock Creek 50, Washington Catholic 32. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Cardinal Basketball on the General, 95.9 AM 1580.
There is no better way to start the year than with a new vehicle from Washington Chrysler Center. During Jeep Days, the award-winning Cherokees have rebates up to $4,500. Grand Cherokees rebates are up to $1,500. If you or anyone in your home owns a Jeep, get rewarded with the Owner Loyalty Program and save an additional $1,000. Sure, you can buy the same vehicle at a swanky dealership, but wouldn't you rather save money? It's not just a better deal, it's a better buying experience at Washington Chrysler Center.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Tired of fast food? Wouldn't it be nice to have something a little different? How about the Knights of Columbus in downtown Washington? They serve a full lunch menu featuring daily specials from 11 to 1:30. You can also enjoy a wonderful dinner from 5 to 8:30 every Friday and Saturday nights. The public is always invited at the Knights of Columbus on Main Street in downtown Washington. Join us for the best company in town at the KFC. Main Street, downtown Washington.
John here, back here at the Birdcage as we are underway here in the fourth quarter as Hart had the basketball, traveled as she was going to the basket, so Washington Catholic will take over on that turnover. And with 7:28 left to go in the ballgame, on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's 50-32 in favor of Rock Creek. Looks like Coach Kevin White for the Rock Creek Lions wants to talk things over just a tad. So while we have this opportunity, we will give some love to the rest of our Washington Catholic Cardinal basketball sponsors. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. The Knights of Columbus in Washington. Cranny's Body Shop. Davies Community Hospital. The DCH team of physicians and therapists will keep you moving. Darryl O'Brien Construction. And Mattress by Appointment here in Washington. And for those of you who don't know, Darryl O'Brien Construction. His daughter Adeline plays for the Lady Cardinals here. And son Nick plays for the boys team. So appreciate Darryl being a sponsor of Washington Catholic Cardinal basketball. And looks like the timeout is concluded, and we'll get back to action here as Washington Catholic will have the basketball. The aforementioned Adeline O'Brien inbounds it to Ashby. Ashby trapped in the backcourt. Tries to get it to Allen, but to no avail, and Rock Creek will take over on the turnover. As Hart set things up for Rock Creek, as Thompson puts up a three-pointer and good. Katie Thompson, that's her fourth three-point basket of the ball game. Rock Creek applying the full court pressure as Ashby gets it across the timeline, weaves her way through traffic, and ball was knocked away, and they're going to get Hannah Ashby for the push in the back as she was trying to go back after the basketball. So ball will go out of bounds. Back to Rock Creek with 7 minutes on the clock. 53-32 is our score. Washington Catholic will play a little full court press of their own here. As Guidry brings the ball up, throws it ahead to Tronsing, and she is fouled on the play. Going to be on Caitlin Craney. And Tronsing will step to the line, or no, she won't. I thought that was on the shot. Oh, it is on the shot. Okay, so the officials get things straightened out here. So Thompson will step to the line here for two shots. 6:55 to go here in the ballgame. First shot is off the mark. Second one upcoming here. Second one is good. That is Tronson's third point of the ball game. As Ashby breaks the pressure, dribbles all the way down, layup is good. Hannah Ashby now with 25 points on the afternoon. Makes it 54-34 in favor of the Lions. Tronson will put up a 12-foot jump shot, banks it in. As the inbounds pass is stolen by Hart and travels. So Washington Catholic will inbound it here once again as Rock Creek will stay with full court pressure. All right, just as I say that, they back off to half court. Here's Ashby. Will bring the ball across for the Lady Cardinals. 6:17 and counting here to go in the ballgame. Gets it to Thomas. Thomas Dribble into the lane. Ball knocked away. Picks it up. Gets it over to Torres, who will take it to the basket for two. Regina Torres with her fourth point of the afternoon. Makes it 56-36. As we're going to have a travel on Tronson with 5:53 left to go. Nice to see Regina Torres get on the board here today. She's got 4 points on the afternoon. As looks like Coach Terry Fleckenstein will draw up something here for the Lady Cardinals. As they're gonna, he's going to take a 30-second timeout with 5:49 left to go in the game on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. 56-36 in favor of Rock Creek. Washington Catholic has had spells and spurts of great defensive play, just have struggled in this second half to put points on the board, as all but 2 points in this second half have been scored by Hannah Ashby. Regina Torres with the other two. So Ashby will start things off here for the Cardinals. As she drives baseline, gets it all the way to the hole, looks to draw the foul, does not. Craney with the rebound, put back, no good, and she's going to get called for the foul. And Rock Creek will inbound the basketball here as Washington Catholic will continue their full court pressure. As Guidry gets it across, half court, gets it over to Tronson, who will put up a shot, which is off the mark, and going to get a foul on Rock Creek's number 22, Slaughter, and she has checked back into the ballgame. That is her, I believe, her fifth foul, so that will be, that will do it for her this afternoon. As Katie Thompson checks back into the game for the Lions. 5:27 and counting here to go in the ballgame. Ashby, drive, pull up, 12-footer, just off the mark. Rebounded by Finner. She'll get it to Bailey, who will race down the other end. Gets it to Thompson, who thinks about a three. Drives in the lane, floater up and in. Katie Thompson now with 16 points on the afternoon for Rock Creek as they extend their lead to 22 here as we're just under 5 to go. Thomas gets it to Ashby. Ashby is fouled, and I believe that will be the seventh team foul on Rock Creek this half. So Hannah Ashby will step to the free throw line once again to shoot the 1-1. So Washington Catholic will be in the bonus for the remaining 4:53. No better time to score points when the clock is stopped. As Ashby short on the first one, but gets her own rebound. So she'll reset the offense here for the Lady Cardinals. Drives right. Ball knocked out of bounds, but will stay with Washington Catholic. As O'Brien will inbound it. Gets it to Torres. Over to Craney. Nice cut pass to Ashby, who draws the foul on Guidry. So Hannah Ashby will head back to the free throw line, this time for two shots, as the clock is stopped once again with 4:39 to go. Hannah Ashby looks to add to her 25 points so far on the afternoon, and does. 26 now for Ashby. As the second free throw is on its way and is good as well. 27 for Hannah Ashby this afternoon. We've got 4:35 left to go. It's a 20-point lead for Rock Creek as Finner has the ball down low, draws the foul. Basket is good, and she will head to the free throw line for a free throw here. As the foul, They're going to call it on Regina Torres. That is only her first personal foul. So Finner steps to the line with 7 points on the afternoon, looking to make it eight. Does not. Nice rebound by Ashby. And she'll bring it back the other way for the Lady Cardinals. Ashby gets a screen from Thomas. She'll pull up from 12 feet. Shot a little long. Ball knocked around, out of bounds, and will stay with the Lady Cardinals. Nice job by Regina Torres to deflect the ball off of Guidry out of bounds, so Washington Catholic can continue their offensive possession here with 4:15 to go. Ashby has the ball, brings it up top, looking to set things up. She'll drive down the lane. Floater, good. Ashby now with 29 points on the afternoon, making it 60-40. As Guidry comes back the other way, floater rolls around the rim, no good. Finner with the rebound put back to make it 62-40. Looks like we're going to have a Washington Catholic timeout, and we will take one right along with them. We'll be back in 60 seconds for more fourth quarter action right here on the General, 95.9. AM 1580.
The new 2017 F-150 has arrived at Bill Dobson Ford. Come take a test drive in the number one selling truck for 40 years running. The F-150 and the Super Duty, the 2017 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The truck that's number one in every industry, including farming, construction, and mining. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or check our inventory online at BillDobson.com. You'll see why customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Your bottom line dealer.
Car accident can ruin your day. It'll hit the Noah Craney wreckers on the way. Get your car back in shape with a trip to Craney's Body Shop. I had a fender bender just the other night. I know the people at Craney's gonna make it all right. Get back to your life, fix it with a trip to Craney's Body Shop.
Back here at the Birdcage, 3:47 left to go. Rock Creek maintaining a 22-point advantage here as Washington Catholic has the basketball. Ashby with it. Ball stolen away by Bailey as she'll lead the break the other way. Dishes it off to Guidry, who'll put it up and in. So the turnover struggle for the Lady Cardinals continues this afternoon as Rock Creek scores yet again off of a Washington Catholic turnover. As it's now 64-40, as Thomas drives, floater's a little short, rebounded by Craney, ball knocked around, Torres dives on the floor with Tronson, and the possession arrow will keep the ball here with the Lady Cardinals, as it looks like Caitlin Craney is a little shaken up on the play. As she was diving to the floor, it looks like, unfortunately, she went forehead first, so she'll probably have a bit of a headache here after this afternoon's ball game, but hopefully she'll be okay as Coach Fleckenstein is out there to talk to her. And while they are tending to her, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back for more fourth quarter action right here on the General, 95.9. AM 1580.
Get started on handling those important home projects in the new year with A&R Home Center in Washington. Save time with Wagner's Optimus 2 Power Painter for $56.99. Choose from four colors on 1 gallon cans of Valspar Medallion Interior Semi-Gloss Paint for $37.99. Keep extra warm this winter with a Home Basics Radiant Heater for $21.99. All at A&R Home Center in Washington, serving you with tradition and value.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. when you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The Prescription Shop is proud to be your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinal Sports on the General.
Back here at the Birdcage, and while we were away, Caitlin Craney made her way back to the bench under her own power with a nice round of applause from the folks here at the Birdcage. So hopefully she will be all right. And Washington Catholic gets the inbounds pass. Aspie's shot is off the mark. And we're going to have a jump ball as Regina Torres ties up Walls. And possession arrow will give it back to Rock Creek. 2:37 to go here in the ball game as Thompson will bring it across for the Lions. As she'll turn around and fire up a three off the back iron, no good. Sheckles with the rebound, no good. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Walls, and Washington Catholic with another defensive stop. Ashby will set things up here for the Lady Cardinals as she gets it across the timeline. She'll drive baseline, pull up jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Sheckles, and Thompson will bring it across. Uncontested all the way in for the layup. Katie Thompson adds two more points as it's now 66-40 as we're under 2 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Thomas has it up top for Washington Catholic. Over to Ashby. Jump shot is good. Just inside the three-point line, but that 2 points will give Hannah Ashby her 31st point of the ballgame as Guidry on the other end lays it up and in. 68-42, minute 30 to go. Thomas gets it over to Ashby. Over to Torres, who'll put the shot up off the glass, no good. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Rock Creek, so Washington Catholic will keep possession here as O'Brien will inbound it. Hart checks back into the game for Rock Creek. Looking to get it to Ashby. Ball stolen away by Hart, and she'll lead the break the other way as we're minute 13 and counting. Thompson, wide open three-pointer, air ball. We'll give it back to the Lady Cardinals. Both teams look to be a little haggard at this point. As we're under a minute to go, Ashby has it. She'll take it to the basket. Shot up, off the back iron. Rebound is going to be Guidry, who will throw it ahead to Hart. Floater off the back iron, no good. Nice job by Torres to steal it away. And Washington Catholic will have it as we are 38 seconds and counting in the ball game. Thomas will put up a wide open three, banks it in and good. Kiana Thomas has her first points of the afternoon. As Rock Creek will, Guidry fires up a wild shot that somehow finds its way in. 70-45 here with 13 seconds to go as Thomas brings it across. Fires up a shot from essentially half court, which doesn't find its way towards the basket, we will say. 4.7 to go here as Hart inbounds it to Guidry. Guidry puts up a shot, rolls around, no good. And that is how we will end things here at the Birdcage this afternoon on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Rock Creek 70, Washington Catholic 45. We'll be back right after this break for some final stats and the Bill Dobson Ford Player of the Game Award. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Cardinal Basketball on the General, 95.9 AM 1580.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
It's tax time, and that means huge savings at Mattress by Appointment in Washington. Save 50 to 80% off typical retail pricing on brand new, still in the plastic mattress sets that are made right here in the U.S. Plush, pillow top, firm, gel memory foam, and more. We even have kings in stock. Ask us about our $40 down, take it home today financing program. Still not sure? Check out what our customers have to say on Facebook at Mattress by Appointment Washington IN. Mattress by Appointment, 812-610-1070.
Tired of fast food? Wouldn't it be nice to have something a little different? How about the Knights of Columbus in downtown Washington? They serve a full lunch menu featuring daily specials from 11 to 1:30. You can also enjoy a wonderful dinner from 5 to 8:30 every Friday and Saturday night. The public is always invited at the Knights of Columbus on Main Street in downtown Washington. Join us for the best company in town at the KFC. Main Street, downtown Washington.
The new 2017 F-150 has arrived at Bill Dobson Ford. Come take a test drive in the number one selling truck for 40 years running. The F-150 and the Super Duty, the 2017 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. The truck that's number one in every industry, including farming, construction, and mining. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or check our inventory online at BillDobson.com. You'll see why customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Your bottom line dealer.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinal Sports on the General.
John Gear back here at the Birdcage as we get set to wrap things up here this afternoon as the Rock Creek Academy Lions were victorious today against the Lady Cardinals of Washington Catholic by a score of 70-45 as the Bill Dobson Ford postgame show rolls on here. For Washington Catholic, they were led by Hannah Ashby with 31 points. Caitlin Craney with 7. Regina Torres off the bench for 4. And Kiana Thomas with 3 points on the afternoon. So great job by Hannah Ashby, who, to no surprise, will be the Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game. She got off to a quick start, getting Washington Catholic out to an early lead, and just continued the red-hot shooting throughout the contest. It was nice to see Caitlin Craney chip in 7, and especially helpful for Regina Torres to come off the bench with 4 points. Kiana Thomas's 3 points just weren't quite enough this afternoon, as Rock Creek had a little too much horsepower for the Lady Cardinals here this afternoon. As I mentioned earlier, Washington Catholic Lady Cardinals will next be in action on Friday night. Second round sectional action against either North Davies or Shoals, whoever wins the Wednesday matchup. The Washington Catholic boys play here at the Birdcage tonight against the Tecumseh Braves. Game time is set for 8 o'clock. And for any Bar Reeve boys basketball fans, their game against Pike Central will be on the General this evening. Tip-off is set for 7:30. So plenty of high school basketball action left on this Saturday afternoon here in January. And we want to thank you for spending your afternoon with us, for all of us here at the General. This is John Gear. And until next time, you've been listening to Washington Catholic Cardinal Basketball right here on the General, 95.9 AM 1580.
This concludes Washington Catholic Basketball on Four Star Country, the General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Craney's Body Shop, Daryl O'Brien Construction, Davies Community Hospital, the Knights of Columbus, the Prescription Shop and the Odin Pharmacy, Thompson Insurance, Mattress by Appointment, and the Washington Chrysler Center. Visit WAMWAMFM.com to listen to or download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.